Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see.
The Valley isn't legendary for being the setting for prominent films and TV programs. Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho begins in Phoenix, but that's not where Norman Bates lived. The Coen brothers' Raising Arizona took place in a Tempe none of us has ever seen. And then there's the CBS sitcom Alice.
Tell her she can kiss my grit!
Alice was a TV version of the Martin Scorsese film Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, and it became mostly known for a character named Flo, who, yes, said,
kiss my grit!
And Mel's Diner, where most of the characters worked. And did you... Sorry, Nadine. There's a real Mel's Diner on Grand Avenue in Phoenix. Bill Goodykoontz is a critic for the Arizona Republic.
It was at a time when American sitcoms were maybe not at their creative height.
Goodykoontz says for a lot of young people, especially those back east, Alice was the first time they'd heard of Phoenix.
I grew up in a small town in Virginia. To me, Phoenix might as well have been on the moon. I didn't know anything about it. But it was, without question, my and all my friends' first real pop culture exposure to Arizona. The way it was portrayed, it was kind of like, an in-between station between New Mexico and L.A., and that probably describes Phoenix for a lot of people.
And if you're wondering why we're talking about Alice, the program's star Linda Lavin turned 76 years old earlier this week.